This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, earning a halal income in our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it is an honor to be here in your service, dear friends. We are talking about earning a halal income in our Islamic lifestyle. So, of course, as many of you know, that earning income is something that is necessary, of course, in the modern age that we live in. And even in past ages, people had to go and work in order to earn some kind of livelihood in order to sustain themselves and their families. Now, in the past, just as today, people really had two ways of earning this livelihood. One was to go about and earn it by halal means, permissible means, and the other one was, unfortunately, to go about it via haram means, via means that are prohibited, and they are haram, and they're not lawful or legal as far as Islam is concerned. So these were the two ways to earn livelihood. Now, we find that some people, alhamdulillah, they would go, and I think most of the people went, and they earned an income which was halal, it was permissible, it was pure, it was blessed, right? And of course, this is the main foundation of a Islamic lifestyle. Islamic lifestyle promotes purity, cleanliness, spiritual, physical purity, right? A purity and health of the mind and the soul and the body. And so earning an income that is permissible and is halal is really an integral part of a Islamic lifestyle. Welcome back, dear friends. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about earning a halal permissible income when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle. Now, we talked about how there's two ways to earn income and livelihood. One is halal, which is permissible. And of course, the second one is haram. It is prohibited. Now, when we earn an income which is halal, it is permissible, then the food that we acquire via that income is halal, it is permissible. And of course, there's various different effects that occur, positive effects, spiritual and physical, when our income is halal, it is permissible, it is lawful, and it is acceptable to the Almighty Allah. But on the other hand, if our income is haram, it is prohibited, it is being gained via unlawful and illegal means, as far as Islam is concerned, then that will have clear negative, consequences and repercussions, both on our spiritual state and our physical state. And this consumption of haram income or haram food, or for that matter, this kind of ingestion of anything that is haram, either via our eyes, our ears, our mouths, or our spirit, right? This ingestion of these haram things, they harm the soul and they harm our physical body. And of course, we won't be able to live a proper Islamic lifestyle. So an integral part of our Islamic lifestyle has to be earning a halal, permissible income, and really, all of our inputs have to be halal if we are going to be living a Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.